Welcome everyone to episode 4 of the Tech Talk podcast. Today's guest was KJ OPCs and our guest co-host was Taryn Tech. Now the reason we have a guest co-host today is because Ascend could not make it, which is another reason why we haven't been able to upload in the last couple months. Me and Ascend just can't find a couple hours to sit down and record a podcast and get a time that works with the guest as well. But we'll definitely be getting more consistent soon, at least once a week. But without further ado, I hope you enjoy the podcast with KJ OPCs. Welcome everybody to episode 4 of the Tech Talk podcast. Now, I know the first thing you're noticing as you look at this screen right now is, wow, Ascend looks really different today. That's actually my good friend Tartar, aka Terrain.
Let's go.
But Ascend blew me off again because he has a baseball tournament at 6 a.m. tomorrow and I've had to work around him, blah, blah, blah. Okay? This may not be the Ascend and Brady show anymore. This may be the Brady and Tartar, the Brady and Dog PCs. That would be a horrible episode. The Brady and, you know, whoever I can get on there at the time, even if they're, you know, 10K followers, 20 followers, right? But I'd like to welcome the man who gains about 100K a week, my good friend KJ OPCs. May know him from TikTok. You probably do.
What's going on, yo?
May know him from his Halo series or making very repetitive content on an aquarium. But let's start it off with a question that, you know, many people may notice when they first follow you in your channel. Actually, you know what? Before we get into questions, who are you? Keith, who are you?
My name is KJ OPCs. I started my account back in late December, and I've been making tech videos ever since. 2 to 4 a day is my usual posting schedule. And I haven't deviated from that since, other than 3 days when TikTok crashed one day, and then 2 days when I was banned. So, there you go. Posting consistently.
He's a very consistent person. That's why he's got, like, he's like the second, what are you, second? Second most?
Second now. Yeah. Second now. I just passed second place.
So. In, like, 7 months, which is crazy, honestly. Would you start December? Late December?
Yeah, December 31st was my New Year's resolution to do this. Only person on earth that actually follows a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and it worked, didn't it?
It did. I can definitely say it worked.
So leading into our first question, we've got a question on your account. When someone follows you, they may be scrolling through the good old TikTok live section and see your 6 hour long Clash of Clans or your Clash Royale streams. Forgot which one it was. Can you explain yourself on that one? Maybe backstory on why you play so much?
Okay, so
on this very crusty iPad.
Hey, it was my computer screen. I play on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Listen, so, yeah, I like playing Clash. I don't know why y'all judge me for playing Clash. Clash is like fire game, but I saw a bunch of other people playing it. I was like, hey, that's kind of a fun way to interact. One, you get some pretty cool viewers in. Two, you hit the for you page more. And three, you get to run tournaments with your viewers. And hey, everybody wins. You get to interact with people. I lose to a lot of my viewers because they're toxic with their emotes and then they snipe me. And then I end up losing basically every time. But yeah, we just chill. We have fun. But Clash Royale is not related to my content at all. So I don't know why I do it. But
so
it's
how do
fun.
You pull, like, what, like... I saw you with 1,000 viewers the other
700
night.
700 viewers average.
Jeez.
It's because you're interacting with people. People like that. People like when you interact. So I think people join for that.
So you're telling me if I streamed a random game, like through OBS, that, you know,
custom built PCs, he's got like 14K maybe. He plays Run 2 on Cool Math Games and pulls 250 viewers average.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Tartar, I think we got a strategy.
Hey, Snake goes viral too. Snake goes viral too.
I was averaging like 40K, if not 40 people.
40K, baby, yeah. Yeah, Taryn, making it to the top.
So now that we have a established base on your account and, you know, what you do, for people who don't know who he is, you now know. So now we have a question on actual stuff that's going on in the Tech Talk world, which is why we made this podcast. And our first question related to that is, Arky's return to TikTok. Big.
Yeah.
Big. So happy about it.
You love to see it.
I watched Arky before I had a Tech Talk channel. People that I watched before I had a Tech Talk channel. One was you, Brady. Two was Asus USA. Three was Arky. Four was Fallen Foe, but he doesn't like me.
yes,
and then Carter and Ark and Maddie K. I watch Maddie K as well. But Arky was one of those few people that I did watch. His quality of content is insane. As you can see, my video quality is nowhere near what he gets. But he is a absolutely good creator, OG in the community, such a nice guy. I can't say anything better about Arky. I can't wait to see his new content.
And he was gone for like 4 months, which was crazy because he used to be like very consistent, like
he
at
used
least
to post
one or two a day.
Exactly, yeah, and he'd made not just like one or two a day. Like I usually just edit on the app or maybe in like iMovie quickly if I need to. He takes his time. He really does his editing really well on Premiere Pro or something like that. I don't know what he uses, but he's quality.
Yeah, right before he left, he made this crazy video like of him doing keyword stuff. With like a bunch of sound effects, it still sticks with me. Like he posted it everywhere, got like 200k views on YouTube or something. Like as a
for
short,
for real.
Yeah,
I need to follow a lot of these tech talkers' YouTubes. I don't do YouTube yet. I want to start a YouTube with a series that's coming up. I got a cool something coming up with like a racing setup.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah, you copied
I'm
me. You copied me.
I'm getting some
me.
Stuff in the mail. Getting some stuff in the mail. From people, so we're gonna be doing a racing setup. Yeah, I copied Brady, so
yeah.
I'll credit the Brady.
I actually saw when you DM me like 2 months ago, and were like talking to me about my racing wheel.
Yeah, I was like, how's the Logitech wheel? You didn't respond for like 5 days.
Did
What's
I know?
Up with that?
I don't check. I literally don't check TikTok DMs. It was.
I know you don't.
No. It was unless it shows a little one thing, which they changed it to where it just shows.
A dot.
Like the dot, yeah. So it trips me out. If I don't look at it right as I
right as it comes
in the app,
up,
it's not happening.
It.
Yeah. So what should we talk about next? You know what? Let's just dive straight into it. Mouse review elitists. Like people who think they are elite.
Oh god.
Something on this.
I got him. Okay. I got him excited. And this is a controversial topic, especially as the last couple days.
I know.
Borgi's knockoff clone, Maze has literally he has physically shat on Highstar for days. He tried to get on Gutsy Aiden. The whole Modelo thing with Fallen was stupid. It was dumb.
Yeah.
He's just out there. He's looking. He's looking. He's searching for anything.
No,
and
he really is. He's
even
I,
when
I
like
don't,
Carter.
I don't care if he sees. I don't care if he sees this. He thinks I'm irrelevant still. He is fishing for clout from people bigger than he is, and he knows. Mm-hmm. He's calling out people like Tarn. You got called out. I got called out. Defuse got called out. He called Defuse stupid, which is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Defuse is mad smart.
He knows more about computers than I'll probably ever know. I just don't get it. I think that here's like me with being someone who tries to put as much energy into my content as possible. When I just scroll and I see someone without like any pitch in their voice, without any really excitement to make content, just giving their
doesn't
opinion,
even show their face.
Doesn't yeah. Well, that's part of it, but like it doesn't. You don't connect with viewers. I just think you gotta put energy into your videos. Like I understand. Like even if he did put energy into his videos, all his takes are like super negative. He doesn't say a good thing about basically anything, and it makes me kind of mad. And like the only time he says something good about something is if he shows people the best of something, and he's like, "Wow, this mouse is fantastic, and everything's great about it. Scroll wheel's good, fantastic." End of video.
And honestly, I don't like Maze, but a more hot take for some reason is Borgi. A bunch of people love Borgi, and I don't.
I like Borgi.
Borgi's cool.
I don't like Borgi. I'm alone on this one, but I don't.
Wow.
I really don't
like
Borgi.
Yeah, I just don't like him too.
Borgi doesn't look for beef.
First complaint: stupid fucking packaging. This is
that's a dumb take.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's stupid.
That's a dumb take.
And he's made so
like
many
Borgi.
Stupid takes, man.
I like Borgi, but like people that are always negative. you can't just be negative. Half the time they're gonna make a bad take because it doesn't matter what you put out. It's either gonna be like, there's gonna be some good things, there's gonna be some bad things. But you can't just say all negative things about something and get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
That
but like I've seen Boardsy like products.
Boardsy's better than Maze. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'll never like Boardsy. I don't know.
I think so. Like here's what I think about Boardsy. I have nothing against him, but the same thing. He just needs to put a little bit of energy into his videos. Maybe be a little bit more positive around things, and he'll grow a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's smart. Mm. He's very smart. But then with the intellect comes the echoes. Maze. You already know. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, comes the echo. So there's that. So yeah.
Boardsy's literally like, I don't know. I like Boardsy. See, here's the thing. Boardsy, if you're watching this for some reason, I don't have anything against you. I just your content comes across as negative to me. Like very negative. And I mean, everyone's like, "Oh, sarcasm." It's just too much for me. I couldn't follow him. Like, it doesn't bother me to see his videos, but I couldn't watch your content like consistently. It put me in a bad mood. And that's not something that I like, especially when I'm looking at tech videos. Like, I don't want to be put in a bad mood. Like, it's something stupid to get, just get your mood ruined because this dude doesn't like the G Pro. Like, you know.
Getting mad over a mouse pad.
Yeah, for real. Like, when he said the High Star packaging was stupid effing packaging, I was like, it's.
Kid.
And he's like, it's a mouse pad. Yeah, it's a mouse pad. Make it cool. That's what High Star did. I don't understand.
It's supposed to be shipped in a Ziploc bag, bro.
Yeah, for real. Like, I just think it's like, the packaging take might like the quality takes might have been true. I use my High Star mouse pad half the time. When I do more, quick maneuver videos with my quick maneuver video games with my mouse, I put on my desker mat since it's a little bit faster. All the time else, I use my High Star mouse pad, especially when I'm drinking something. Perfect. But I haven't had a problem with it. I've used it for 3 months now, on and off. It's been great, and I don't see the quality issues.
I'm using it right now. You know what I
mean? Yeah, I don't see the quality issues. But when the packaging take came around, I was like,
yeah,
like that's
also
like
he
point.
Complained about it being thick. It's a plus being thick.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, it's thick, so it's weird. It's like, to you. Like, yeah. Not to me.
That's what I'm saying. Is his he's very, my opinion's right, yours is not. And that's another thing. I just can't, like, and people try to cover it up with sarcasm. I don't know. I don't like it, but that's just me. I don't know. I know everybody's 50-50 on him. And another thing is, his fan base is a little bit annoying, because it's like a bunch of people,
some people's are.
He's very picky because he's tried mouse pads worth a lot more than $30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's giving these reviews out to kids who are they're upgrading from their Booga 5 and below mouse pad, and then Boardsy recommends a Artisan mouse pad for $200.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they're like, "Oh my god, my mouse pad sucks, man." And you know, I don't know, I just can't. You got to review something as it is, not like, well, you could spend $80 more and get a lot better of a pad. Like, I don't know.
I think, like, I don't know who I saw this on, but I'm 99% sure it was a big creator somewhere. But he used, like, two mouse pads. And, like, that's just making it thicker, right? That's, like, the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, who was that? I forget who that was.
I think every TikToker does that.
Yeah, and they use multiple mouse pads. And it's like,
Carter made a video on it.
It was Carter. He uses two mouse pads. And, like, that's not like makes it thicker. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'd like a thicker mouse pad. Like the five millimeters. Fine.
Yeah.
It's great. It's good. Yeah.
I don't like thin mouse pads, to be honest. Like my mouse pad's three millimeters. Bro, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I think listen, people with weird takes like that, like, you got to remember what it is, like what the product is. It's like, comparing a Fifine mic to the 740 Sub-Zero, you know, like, it's just not a fair comparison.
And this is the people out there making those weird takes. If you're doing it for clout, do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just make a bad take just so people will duet and stitch you. If Maze, if you made that High Star video for clout, then I guess you got yourself some clout. You got some big creators responding to you. But do it with like a take that actually makes sense, rather than calling creators brain dead and calling people stupid. I don't think I strongly believe you need to network in this world to make it, period. And when you call basically 70% of the creators on the app brain dead, that doesn't fare well in the long run. Yeah, that's just to anybody out here listening. If you're going to make a stupid take for clout, do it correctly.
Yeah, reputation. Yeah. Or reputation. There reputation. It is. Reputation. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah, I don't know. That's a big thing. And I don't see people like that, though, they'll never get their respect back after the things that they've said and the stupidity.
Yeah, if you're trying to grow on a platform, the platform has to like you.
Yeah. Like, he'll have his people who, his little edgy kids that follow him and think that he's so cool because he's edgy. And that's the only people who are going to follow him.
Taran saw that comment. It was like, yeah, Maze, I unfollowed Taran and Dog PCs.
Yeah. Let's go.
What are you expecting from him? Like, thanks? Like, what?
Yeah.
He follows like 11 people. He's not going to follow you because you unfollowed Taran.
He's so exclusive. That's another thing. He thinks he's man.
People with low following counts get on my nerves a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, there are people bigger than you. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at Vinny Hacker. He's such a cool guy. He follows everybody. He follows Aiden. Yeah. He follows Swaggy Tav, you know who that is? He follows everybody because he's like, I don't know. I've talked to him twice, and he's like so nice. He's a nice guy.
How did that happen?
There's like this TikTok Discord thing with like hundreds of TikTokers.
Yeah. The closest I've been to anything was, what was it? I was in like a Rust server with Polo Boy or something.
That's server with Polo Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. What a
shopping
what a
it
time.
Up with Brady 51.
God, man. Yeah, no, it was legit. It was like Yeesloth. I got cute ankles, a Crello.
I need Cute Ankles to follow me as soon as possible, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's like my favorite creator on this app.
Yeah, he's
just hilarious.
Yeah, he's fun to play. He was fun to play with for the solid like 2 days I played Rust. Very solid, very solid guy. We ran tournaments. Aiden made the server. It was crazy. I don't know. How you got. Yeah.
Guess Aiden?
Yeah.
Nice. Jeez.
I think actually Yeesloth did, and then Aiden like helped grow it. Aiden invited me.
Dude, Yeesloth is cool too. Really cool guy.
He is. His content throws me off a little bit, but other than that,
he's funny. I mean, like, no, but like that's back to the point we said. Like, what are your followers there for?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he tapers to.
He's tapering to the like. It's when like you know, Sweaty Like Teddy.
Yeah.
When he makes Fortnite videos and it goes and they go crazy because he's got a bunch of Fortnite kid followers.
He knows. Yeah. But like he also
there's a reason he needs that 600K.
Yeah. He also knows that he can't do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He also knows that he's got to spread it out.
If you want to broaden your content, guy. Okay. This is another thing that made me mad. You notice how everyone's like all the like vibey streamer vloggy TikTok people are changing their names to their real names.
Yeah.
Like it's so bad, man. Guys, I whipped out my camera today, and they show like a camera from the 90s. Guys whipped out my camera today, and my worst thing is, okay, this is really random, but when
they do like a vlog,
when they rip out their camera, acting like they use it like for YouTube videos, and you check their thing, and they've got no videos, like with their camera, none. And it's like this Panasonic like, I don't know, and.
With their mom's old camera.
Yeah, vlogging content just, oh my God, it's so bad. Like, just accept it, guys. There's very few people who can pull it off. Low.
It's just low.
It's literally just low.
He used, okay, so this is like a hot take kind of, but Low, I used to get sad every time I saw a video of his.
Why?
I don't know why, but look back to his old content back in like, March through like early November, I got sad whenever I watched his videos. I don't know why.
He used to do like montage videos, like sad songs.
Yeah, and it was always sad songs. I was like,
yeah,
low, like I your content's so quality, but I don't want to get sad every time I watch a video of yours. Yeah. Dude, I love Low though. He makes fantastic content.
Yeah, he's a cool person too.
He markets himself fantastic.
Oh yeah,
he's great.
He's
you
very...
see his conversion rate though. He has 100k on YouTube, 100k on Twitch, and 400k on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Do you think he grew more off of YouTube though, or did he go from TikTok to YouTube?
YouTube was like very organic. It wasn't bringing people over.
His
it
first video organic. Went got like a million views.
It's at like 1.6 now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Set up to the life of a 17-year-old streamer in LA with clout hype.
Yeah, for reference, my most viewed video has like 7K, and I made it when I was like 12.
Hey, we need to bring that up again.
Hey,
take it up again. Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seriously not seen his first video?
How old are you right now, Tarn?
What? 15.
How old are you right now? 15. 3 years ago?
Yep.
Have you?
Nah, probably 11 actually. Probably 11.
I'm gonna look it up after this.
Oh my God, you're missing out. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Hey, guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, I'll put a link in the description to the last podcast where we went over a whole review of this. We dedicated a whole segment to it. It's a great time. My good friend Terrain was very upset about it.
Not Terrain.
Terrain I'm not tech, calling him the right name because he corrects me every time, so I'm just calling him Terrain and Tartar for this whole episode.
You love to see it.
You love to see it, man.
So our next topic is again in the tech talk thing. Keyboard content's overrated. I don't know if we did this yet. Have we done that? I don't think we have.
It's milked. It's been milked.
So milked.
It's done.
I think me and you are the only people that stand against it, KJ. I really do.
Keyboards are cool, bro.
Oh my God. I
understand what you think that you can like that you get a keyboard, but I don't understand how people can watch videos over and over and over about this. Like Carter has not anything against Carter. Carter's getting his bag because he knows what his followers are there for. But Carter has not gone a day of recording videos without saying the word
keyboard
switch.
Yeah.
For like a month, and it makes me like. Carter PCs or Carter Keebs or like what are we looking at here? Like I don't know. Like
I've never made a keyboard video unless Banggood sends me something and I'm like, all right, guys, a keyboard, yellow switches.
I've made a keyboard video only if it's from Target gaming section.
Oh yeah, SteelSeries bundle.
You made the RK61 video though.
The RK61 video did good though.
Like, that's fair.
It's when you try to get too in depth with it, like you're no shade to Fallen, but like when he makes his transformer switches or whatever it is, like I can't.
Oh, Frankenstein.
Yeah, when he takes the top of one thing and puts it on the other thing, and like guys, look how it sounds. I don't understand it. That's just me though. I don't get how people watch that. Like I don't know. Just me though. Just me.
I mean, yeah. So, out of nowhere topic. When do you think Fallen Foe is going to stop using Blueberry Faygo music in his background?
I don't even know. Never, bro.
Fallen, that's we iconic. Love you, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Jeez, man.
I noticed that. He's used it for like 6 months.
It's so
I swear I confronted him about it before. I was like, bro, are you... Like, there's other instrumentals. Like, there's other background music. I use the stupid...
Use your sound a lot.
Yeah, I use my sound, which has got it's got like 115 videos,
and the
you
Wii
know.
Trap remix.
Yeah, the Wii Trap remix. Yeah. That's a big one.
You know, yeah. I remember going like from your video. I remember clicking the bottom right and then saving that sound for one of your videos. So anytime I use that sound, just know it came from a video of yours.
KJ uses like anime music.
Yeah, I do, and it goes viral because people don't understand that. People who like PCs, there's a good chance that they've watched or like anime.
Yeah.
No, anime is stupid, man.
I agree, but here's my thing. It's like it's a target audience. Like you gotta understand. I don't know. I don't understand the whole like anime hype train, but that's just me. I tried to watch an episode of The Send, and that's about it.
Of the what?
No, I don't know what I tried to watch an episode with Ascend. Ascend. Yeah, like, with Ascend. Not
like,
with
Ascend.
Oh my God.
What is the Sen?
I don't know. I don't even know what it was. It was like, I don't even know. He did it on his subathon.
Was, You say his Attack on Titan. Does Asen like? No, Asen doesn't like anime.
No, he hates it. Just like, yeah, no.
What a loser.
Oh my god. That's hypocritical. Yeah, yeah. You just brought up anime and then loser in the same sentence. Oh my
god. Yeah, what's up?
Okay.
What's up?
All right. All right.
I'm willing to fight.
Oh, by the way, guys, we keep on talking about Asen. I know I mentioned a little bit at the start of the video, but I didn't mention why we, like, it's been 2 months without any podcasts at all. It's because he won't get on. Simply.
And he's throwing.
Simply.
Asen.
So,
stop it.
That's what I'm saying. Help. Yeah. I've changed the channel profile picture. I've taken Asen out of the profile picture. Because he's, yeah, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
That's like changing your status to single.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Broken. I feel like I've been lied to.
Bro / Ken.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like I've been lied to. I don't know. I pisses me off.
Hey,
man.
On another note, Asen, thank you for the motherboard and fans.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's the only follower she's gained in like 2 months off of you.
Yikes.
He'll admit it too. I mean, he won't like deny it. Jeez. He's not gained any followers on his own in over 2 months. He's been stuck at 129K for the longest. I've been stuck at 147 for the longest.
I got him from 129.6 to 129.8. That's
yeah, and now he's back down to 0.6 because he's lost. Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's losing except for you. And Terrain over here, he's slowed down,
listen,
but
bro,
he's not stopped.
Just so you know, the stock market, not every stock can lose at the same time.
You into stocks?
It's got to go up. Yeah. What?
Like, yeah, how... Stocks. Like how like
you seem like you're into stocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got it.
You like anime, you like stocks, you like computers.
Yeah. That's my personality.
Oh god.
KJPCs, everyone.
Oh
yeah.
I feel like I've cracked the code. Is this how you get famous? Anime, anime, work at Target.
I don't think you understand the amount of people that have followed me just like not like people that were on like the fence about following me. And then follow me because I have an anime profile picture. You have no idea. I bet it's above 10,000. I kid you not.
Yeah, probably. Ooh,
and understandable to be honest.
You guys are playing checkers, my guy. I kid you not. What playing you, checkers?
Yeah,
out here.
No. I no.
Switch
I think
the profile picture, Brady.
I
no. It's never changing.
People,
it's never changing. I tried changing my profile picture. And everyone hated it. Like, I didn't even make a video about it. Just everyone hated it. And they told me to switch it back. And
it looked like a 13.
No, it did. Not that one, Taren. Not that one. Not Terrain. Yeah, not that one.
It did.
I'm not talking
I'm
about
not
that
lie.
One.
It really
I'm not
did
talking
look
about
like
that
13.
One. I'm talking about the second one. The second one was literally just a picture of me. And everybody hated it.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wow,
I literally had it there for like 2 hours. And it was like 6 months ago. Everyone
hey, listen,
hated it.
That's how. I'm not gonna lie. That's also another way I boost my videos.
And my profile picture?
No, I switch my profile picture right before I do a video that I think is gonna do well.
Yeah, I just say gooder.
Yeah.
Gooder.
Yeah, you gotta put something in the video.
Or you
can
pull a Yuli. Golly.
Golly.
Golly, these switches are feeling mighty fine.
And then gain like 40,000 followers.
God, man. How did he even?
Golly.
He didn't gain that much though. After how good that video did, it wasn't that good.
No, I mean 40K off of what? A 5.7 million view video?
Yeah. How did I get the dang 20K off of 13 million views?
Man.
It was more of an informative video.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that's
like
fair.
A personality type video.
Yeah, but neither was you. Like, who was
Yuli's
who seen Yuli's
either,
personality
be
and being like, oh yeah, golly, I want to follow this guy.
Oh
yeah. Golly, Aqua Kings. Mostly keyboard kids.
Oh god,
that's
normal.
Not that anything's
bad
about being a keyboard kid, but I'm saying like.
No, but if that's your whole personality, if you go to school with a Switch, you're a little bit weird. You may be on the fence, man.
I stole a keycap from Micro Center. I'm not even gonna
Brooklyn.
Lie.
Brooklyn.
Whoa.
Yeah, Micro Center, come get me. It was a left arrow keycap from Brooklyn NY Micro Center.
Come was it from that Steel Series keyboard?
No. Oh yes, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Saw that in your video.
I saw that in your. I thought you actually put it back. I had a little bit more hope in that.
I could probably find it. I still have it.
What a rebel!
Why would you do that in Brooklyn too?
What do you mean? I carried around like $100 power supply for two hours around Brooklyn, New York. Let me see if I can find this keycap. Hold on.
Oh, hell yeah. Get the angles right.
I'm okay.
No, he keeps it in the duffel bag, too. That thing's probably seen too much. Oh, look at that.
Would you look at that?
What key is it?
I think it's the... Let me try and put it on a keyboard, see what it'd be. I think it's the...
Colon?
It's the right
left arrow.
Left arrow.
That's like the most obvious one you could probably take, honestly, out of that whole
group. How?
I mean, it's an arrow.
How is any arrow more noticeable?
I mean,
I would have just the right arrow.
I just kind of took one because there was an employee looking at me.
You still took one?
Filming. I was filming. And they were like, then when someone recognized me at Brooklyn.
Still haven't been recognized, by the way. Here, I still haven't. But I also live in the middle of nowhere. So, I mean, it kind of equals
Your
out.
Your state exists? Don't you live in Colorado?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I live in the
same state as Terrain.
Really?
Yeah. We live like an hour and a half apart of each other.
Where do you live?
North Carolina.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
you
no.
You don't live in Arkansas, at least.
God, what a Wyoming state.
Does Arkansas even exist? Let's
not really.
Talk about
nah.
That.
Little, no. You've got little. I know Little Rock.
If you can tell me one person that existed and came out of Arkansas, then I'll give you $10 right now.
Walmart.
No, a person.
Oh my God. Oh.
Walmart.
Walmart. Good old Walmart. Yeah, Arkansas is not a real state though. I don't believe it is. What games you in right now besides Clash Royale, KJ?
Modern Warfare.
Is that it?
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh no.
Alright. Modern Warfare. Never mind. I'm not gonna talk about that.
Alright.
That's not something I wanna put out there actually.
Let's talk about Blaze Technology and Matthias the Fortnite God's beef. Like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Justice for Matthias, man. He needs his paycheck from Blaze.
He needs his
credit.
Where's
the paycheck, Blaze?
Bro, where's the $20 check? Come on. Blaze, cough it up.
Matthias the Fortnite God is legitimately Soulja Boy, and Blaze is Drake, because Soulja Boy made Drake. That's crazy, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's deep.
That's deep right there.
I don't know,
metaphorical.
Matthias needs more recognition. He needs more... You know, his amazing content needs to be seen by the world.
Yeah.
You can join the Mega Hits clan.
I have 4,000 Mega Hits, guys.
Oh, man.
I only have 3,200 Mega Hits.
He still wants to be on the podcast.
Get him on here, bro.
Matthias?
I'm going to invite him. Is he on right now?
Invite him. I want to see him.
Please do.
Where's
Should
he
invite
me?
Discreet
okay.
Tech?
Discreet? Hell no.
Yikes,
oh, he's not online. What a miss, man. What a miss. That would have been a great painful opportunity for him. I'm not gonna lie to you. That would have been incredible. Well, is there anything else that we need to touch on? We were pretty short on the topic list this episode, but we didn't want to wanted it to be
That's
more
fine.
Organic than
I
would like,
I want to talk about one thing.
Okay.
So why have we not, as a community, done something together? Like, huge.
Valid.
Just so y'all know, I'm trying to get something worked out. But I want to know who you think, who we want to see in there. Brady, who would you want to see in there?
Like, okay, what kind of thing is it?
So, my guess is it's going to end up being something with Fortnite, since we have a lot of resources. Teddy has his own map. He has his own custom map. We can do 25 content creators. Here's what we're thinking, everybody. 25 content creators go on a squad game of Fortnite. 5 games, most points win something. We'll figure that out. But we're thinking people like me, Brady, Taryn, you in?
Yeah.
All right, Taryn's in. We got Sweaty Like Teddy. Possibly even larger people than me. There's only one person larger than me, possibly. So we'll see about that.
Charlie D'Amelio?
I can get Carter.
Carter said he'd be down.
Oh, so, perfect. Yeah, I know he's into Fortnite. He's in the Fortnite team. Or he used to be. I know he used to be.
Yeah, he's still pretty solid.
But are we still doing like the 25 people plus fans?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because like get everybody involved, you know? Mm-hmm. Unless you want to just do something
could
else.
Just do,
we could do
100 content creators, to be honest.
That'd be insanity.
Is there even 100 content creators on this platform?
Or we could do big creator matched with small creator. So we get like 100. We could get 100.
That sounds amazing. Well,
we could get 100.
Guys, that's the next thing. That's the next thing you need to look forward to. 50
content creators. So 50. If you are a content creator in the tech community, please hit us up.
Hit up KJO's comment section.
I'll put his phone number on screen right now. No. I'm kidding.
It leaked once.
Did it really?
It did. Yeah. So, how? I went from one text message notification. I remember this because my mom's text message came down, and it was like something like pick me up something from like the store, and then like 3,000 text messages out of nowhere, and I was like, did I just get botted or something? I thought one person just botted me, but I opened it up. There's just like blue dots down the side of the left screen of like unanswered messages, and I was like,
who leaked it?
Some guy.
Some guy.
Like I reported his account to TikTok, and they banned his account like really quickly. TikTok's good at that. TikTok's good at banning people really quickly.
Yeah. I see people get banned for no reason. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of worried that's gonna happen to me one day. I don't know why it would, but I'm kind of worried I'll just wake up one day.
I think that's it. I put a PC in the microwave, and I didn't even say it was a microwave PC. I just had it in there, and I got taken down. Dangerous acts.
I had fire in one of my videos and it got taken down.
I reviewed a Razor Straw, got taken down for illegal acts. Still annoyed about that, you know.
Yeah, that would have been like a mil. That would have been
so
annoying.
He had like
400k in 4 hours.
So that's annoying. Ridiculous.
400k views?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about likes. You're about to go to the moon, my guy.
Taken down. I'm so annoyed at that.
Well, I've been close to ending this podcast 4 times. Then we get more topics, which is good because this is one of the shorter podcasts. But we appreciate you guys watching. KJ, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, the return episode without Ascend.
Need me to co-host?
Probably
in a second.
We just rotate co-hosts.
Comment.
Host
the next one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down.
Hey, do you want to be the special guest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Me and KJ can interview Brady 51.
We got the topics.
Oh, yeah. I bet. I seriously think, guys, comment who you want the next host to be. I'll try.
I would love to see a Tech Talk debate.
Oh.
Like, Diffuse versus Maze. Like,
bro.
Complete opposite. Oh, my God.
That'd be fire. Oh, I want to see Diffuse rip him apart, man.
You know what?
That'd be hilarious.
Guys, I'll make it happen. Next week's episode, we're going to have a debate. We don't know who, yeah. But the three people you see on screen here.
Dark PCs.
All three of us are going to really try to get certain people on the podcast so we can do a Tech Talk debate. We'll three be the moderators of Maze flipping his bum over some switches, over some mouse pads, over some mice. You know, you never know what you're gonna get. But we appreciate you guys watching. Thank you again, KJ. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
1 mil in the next month. It's happening. Yes, sir. I believe it's gonna happen.
It's happening.
100%.
100%.
So and then he's gonna pass Carter. I mean, okay. Guys,
I'm halfway there. I'm almost halfway there.
Have a great day. I appreciate you guys watching. Watch out for next week's episode, which is going to be a debate, or we may do call-ins from you guys. It just depends on what we can get, but definitely a debate in the next couple weeks. So watch out for that. Stay tuned to my Instagram. That's where I post all the updates about this podcast, and make sure to follow Ascend if he decides to come back on the podcast. If he doesn't, unfollow him on Instagram. Appreciate you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next week, and peace.